Surviving the Betrayal of a Cheating Spouse, Part 1, Uncovering the Truth. Infidelity is one of the most common problems in married life and committed relationships. Sadly, the advent of email, instant messaging, and social networking has compounded the problem because illicit affairs can be fostered with the help of electronic communication. There are now even more ways that a person can initiate and sustain contact with a second lover. Since you're listening to this book, you probably feel that your partner or spouse is cheating on you. Usually, suspicions arise when a partner or spouse begins to act differently at home. You might notice small things like your partner forgetting to do home chores because he or she is distracted. Or the signs might be more suspicious, like your partner missing overtime pay or spending long hours away from home without a clear and valid explanation. 99% of the time, people who feel they are being cheated on hope with all their might that nothing is really wrong and that their hunch is completely wrong. Intuition and rationalization. There's always a 50% chance that you're wrong about your partner, but there's also a 50% chance that you're right. There is no middle road in the game of cheating. If the person cheated, he or she cheated, regardless of the circumstances of the illicit relationship. Your first line of defense against cheating is your very own intuition or natural instinct. It doesn't matter if you're a man or a woman, use your instinct and develop your natural ability to sense if something is wrong. We're not discounting the fact that we need evidence to prove that something is going on, but you need to make full use of your intuition. It will help guide you when it comes to observing your partner for other possible signs of infidelity. Behavior change is one of the key indicators that your partner is cheating. Although behavior change is important by itself, it's not proof that your partner is cheating on you. Never jump to conclusions. This can cause unwarranted damage to your relationship. Genuine trust can be lost if you base your actions against your partner based solely on suspicion. If you notice that your partner has suddenly changed his behavior, sit down and think. What other reasons could be behind the behavior change? Stress and tension at work can often cause behavior changes. Personal problems, such as depression and anxiety, can definitely cause behavior changes. Death in the family, as well as the loss of people who were close to your partner, can also change your partner's outlook on life, and subsequently, his or her normal day-to-day behavior. If none of these factors apply to your partner, it's time to look deeper, not outward, but inward. Look at the current state of your relationship and the evolution or development of your relationship through the months or years. Could something in your relationship have caused the noticeable change in your partner's behavior? The purpose of this inward examination is not to place blame on anyone. Blaming should be the last on your list of priorities when solving a potential problem such as infidelity. Blame always puts people in a defensive stance and does little to resolve problems. Remember, we're always looking for ways to resolve problems within marriages and committed relationships. We are not out to break apart relationships, although in some cases, separation may be needed if the relationship is abusive. Inward examination of your relationship and other possible factors that may be causing behavior change can be your best tool in finding out the truth. But be careful about rationalizing too much. Rationalization is good if you use common sense and your own personal knowledge of your partner. Rationalization becomes harmful when you use it to ignore obvious signs of infidelity, just so you can avoid confronting the problem directly. When you rationalize too much, it becomes a habit, and when you stop rationalizing, things will begin to make sense. We're not talking about events that happened recently, we're talking about events that may have happened years ago. If you let things fall naturally into place without too much rationalization, you'll see that even the smallest things in the past will start to make sense. Too much rationalization can become a blinder, allowing you to ignore problems until they become too big to resolve. The enemy of healthy rationalization and sensible intuitiveness is self-doubt. Self-doubt is commonly used by a cheating partner to make it appear that the accusing partner is simply paranoid. If your partner always plays this card when you're asking questions about his or her behavior, be wary. Sometimes it is just our imagination. Other times, it's not. And it's perfectly all right to ignore your self-doubt if you think something is up and that you're not just imagining it. Do cheating partners or spouses ever confess that they had an affair? According to current statistics, only 7% of cheaters, both male and female, ever confess that they did something wrong when they were in the relationship. Many of these individuals will only confess when their partners have discovered hard evidence that proves that the cheating occurred. Some continue to deny that they ever had an affair even after hard evidence is presented by their partners. Extramarital affairs do not revolve around sex. The most painful thing about affairs, which makes affairs a very real threat against established committed relationships, is the betrayal and loss of trust in the partner who has cheated. Faith in one's partner is sacred, no matter how one describes one's arrangement with his or her partner. If this faith is broken because of one partner's activities with another person, then that constitutes an affair already. Training yourself to be a calm sleuth. Spying on a loved one is never a pleasant undertaking. Since you're deeply involved with someone right now, you probably thought that this would be the last thing you'd have to deal with. Unfortunately, your intuition and common sense are telling you to be concerned. You need to find out if your partner or spouse is having an affair, and you'll only be successful in this undertaking if you become a calm sleuth. We emphasize calmness because you have to keep your cool during the investigation of your partner. The same applies even if you are hiring one or more private investigators. If this is your first time investigating a potential cheater, always keep the following advice in mind. You must view the investigation only as a job, albeit a very important one. This job may strengthen your relationship or break it completely. This goal is not to make yourself feel angry or disgusted. Your aim is to collect as much information about your partner's activities as possible. The investigation of a potentially erring partner is never pointless or senseless. Even if you discover that your partner is not cheating on you, you're still actively protecting your relationship from disintegration. You're doing this because you genuinely care for yourself foremost and for the committed relationship that you've built through the months or years. The investigation of your partner or spouse won't take years. It won't take an eternity. Most investigations only last a few weeks before enough evidence is gathered. After the investigation, only two possible results will emerge. Your partner is either cheating or not. Your work will not be wasted even if he or she is innocent, because now you'll be able to address the other issues in your relationship that may be causing your partner's behavior changes. It's easy to lose control and explode with anger when you've gathered evidence on your partner's infidelity. Don't let your emotions poke through the protective veil. If your spouse senses that you're spying on him, he'll make things doubly difficult for you. And the affair, if it does exist, will continue unabated. Your spouse will be even more convinced that he's better off with a new lover than with you. Sleuthing or spying on a partner is not evil, and it never has been. People investigating the whereabouts of their partners do so because they genuinely believe their partner may be up to something. And sleuthing is the best possible tool they can use to discover the truth, no matter what other people may think or say about this method. You need to be an actor and an investigator at the same time. You need to maintain your normal behavior at home while conducting the investigation, the same way your partner is trying his or her best to hide an affair. Have someone to contact when you think you're about to snap. Do not ruin your own investigative work just because you find everything painful and unbearable. Withstand the emotions for the sake of the investigation, and you'll be rewarded with something invaluable, the whole truth.